Yeah, there was some, but she didn't want anything but a wood one. Mm-hmm. That's all she wanted, was a wooden, she cooked by wood. That's all she'd cook.
Well, now, if she was frying eggs, for example, what would she fry?
Over the eye, or right over the file, or right under here, and with a skillet.
She'd have a skillet.
Big skillet, and just sit it over the eye of the stove. Just,
what about
you take the, you had a hook that you took the top off, laid it over, just take it off. And you cook it right over the open flame there.
What about like the boiled water in, what
would they? Well, it was a teapot, just
a
big old pot.
Uh-huh.
And just about like we got right now, only they were bigger and heavier.
Uh-huh.
Now, a friend of mine right over here runs a junkyard,
uh-huh.
going out of business. And if you can catch him there, he's over there from 9 in the morning till about 12 at noon now. He's retired. And he's got, you just don't know what all he has saved and what shows up over there. It's worth going over there to see. He's right back here on this corner here, Nathan Cohen. And he's saved all that stuff, and he's got a building full of stuff over there. Some of it is 100 years old. And where it's come from around here, he don't know. It's just people bring it in there and they find it on the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts it up, cleans it up, and puts it up.
Well, how would they, thinking about pots, how would they wash the clothes when they do?
Oh, wash them a washboard and scrub them up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your soap, old yellow soap.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, big old yellow soap, big as your fist.
And
the washman will wash, the washboard would be in the wash tub, and you wash them up and down and have another tub over there and rinse them out.
Oh, and so that's how
that's right. I've seen them wash out in the backyard. You washed all your clothes right at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that was just all?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember, at the grocery store, if you bought something like fruit, what would they put it in for you to take home, a paper?
Well, they had paper. My grandfather had a big furnishing store and a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and they had paper sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you bought a whole lot of it, it was a big tow sack.
And then you'd have a tow sack.
That's right.
Well, now, in the old days, did they ever call those things pokes, paper pokes? Have you ever heard of
them? No,
I don't
know.
I heard of that up in Marshall. I didn't know
that. Hold a minute, you're going to excuse me.
Well, I thought maybe I bored you out.
No.
I don't take up too much of your time.
Long supper time.
How long y'all going to be? Well, I don't know.
I don't
know
how long you're going to be in town.
Oh, I'm going to be in town for a day or so more anyway.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like you to go over there and see this thing of Nathan Cohen's, all that stuff he's got.
Uh-huh.
All that old time stuff.
Library,
well, it's rough. It's just rough stuff. Now, the library is well fixed up, but the library don't have Model T Ford motors. It don't have...
I think I've got that letter from Lafayette.
That's some else she's got.
I've got a letter in my house. My great-grandfather was a banker, and he was in
I tell you what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to come out the house with her and look at stuff she's got out there. Now, I'm not kidding you. It's really. Now, Nathan has got a teapot. We were talking. You know, you heat water. And he told me, he said, pick that thing up. Now, he's got this out to his house. He said, pick that thing up. And I went there to pick it up. And I mean, it's just like lifting up 50 pounds. It's about this big around. And it is solid lead.